1608年
In 1608,
英国的普利茅斯港
Plymouth Port in the UK,
一群清教徒乘船出发了
A group of Puritans set sail,
他们将渡过英吉利海峡
They will cross the English Channel,
目标是欧洲大陆的荷兰
The goal is the Netherlands in Europe,
这群人比较特殊
These people are quite special,
全是由一个个的家庭组成
Composed of individual families,
他们是清教徒中比较激进和执着的一群人
They were a more radical than zealous group of Puritans,
在英国
In the UK,
他们无法容忍正统教会的荒淫无度
They couldn't tolerate the corruption and decadence of the Orthodox Church,
以及滥用职权
and abuse of power,
想按自己的意愿和方式礼拜上帝
I want to worship God according to my own will and way.
但这种行为在那个时代的英国是违法的
However, this behavior was illegal in Britain at that time.
也是国王詹姆斯一世十分痛恨的
Another king backed King James I hated,
多次扬言,
repeatedly claimed,
要把这些人赶出他的地盘,
to drive these people out of his territory.
这群人自称天路客,
these people call themselves pilgrims on the road to heaven,
宁可流亡,
rather than being exiled,
也不愿妥协,
not willing to compromise.
于是他们跨海来到了荷兰
So they crossed the sea and came to the Netherlands
定居在莱顿
Reside in Leiden
他们很想在宗教宽容的荷兰继续他们的信仰
They really wanted to continue their faith in a religiously tolerant Netherlands
维持一个自己的社区
Maintain your own community
莱顿是荷兰的大学城
Leiden is a university town in the Netherlands.
也是一个商业中心.
It is also a commercial center.
多数天路客们在英国时居住在乡村.
Most long-term travelers in the UK live in rural areas.
而在莱顿，为了生存,
In Leiden, in order to survive,
他们只能适应城市生活.
They can only adapt to urban life.
从事手工业
engage in handicrafts
包括织布工
including weavers
裁缝
tailor
印刷工或者是羊毛梳理工等 一周工作6天
printing workers or wool comb makers for example work 6 days a week
从早忙到晚
from early morning to late at night
生存压力很大
The pressure to survive is very high.
天路客们在荷兰生活了差不多10年.
The tourists have been living in the Netherlands for about 10 years.
实际上,
In fact,
荷兰的生活也并不能令他们满意.
The Dutch people are not satisfied with their lives.
整天忙于生计,
Busy with earning a living all day long.
工作量越来越大.
Workload is increasing.
而他们的下一代在荷兰繁华的商业中心
And their next generation in the bustling commercial center of Holland.
正远离英国的传统
Away from traditional British customs.
远离上帝
Stay away from God.
这就违背了他们当年移民荷兰的初衷
This violates their original intention of immigrating to the Netherlands.
就在这个时候
At this moment
总部在伦敦的弗吉尼亚公司正准备开发美洲大陆的北部地区
The Virginia-based company headquartered in London is preparing to develop the northern region of the Americas
这片地区被称为新英格兰
This region is known as New England
包括今天的马萨诸塞、康涅狄格和新罕布什尔等地
including today's Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Hampshire.
当时弗吉尼亚公司的政策是
Who were Virginia Company's policies at that time?
要是愿意去美洲开荒,就发放补助金。
If you are willing to go to America and farm, we will provide subsidies.
并承诺五到七年后可以拥有土地的所有权。
And promise to have land ownership within 5 to 7 years.
也就是说，谁开荒，土地就是谁的。
In other words, whoever clears the land is the owner.
这对于天路客们来说
，This is for the travelers on the road to heaven.
一个大好的机会
，A great opportunity.
他们早已向往美洲
，They had long yearned for America.
是那里唯一片遥远的乐土
，It was a remote paradise.
在这片乐土上
，In this land of paradise.
他们可以实现自己的理想
They can achieve their dreams.
远离宗教
Away from religion.
迫害
Persecution.
远离世俗商业的侵袭
Away from the encroachment of secular commerce.
于是他们开始行动
So they started to act.
他们变卖了在荷兰的家产
They sold their property in the Netherlands.
带着憧憬和希望
With anticipation and hope,
带着一家老小再次出发
Embark on another journey with family.
他们先从荷兰向西返回英国
They first returned from the Netherlands to England.
稍作休整后于1620年的9月转乘五月花号驶向大西洋对岸的美洲
After a short rest,We boarded the Mayflower in September 1620 and sailed across the Atlantic to the other side of America.
他们远渡重洋的行动
Their journey across the sea
以及五月花号日后成为美国开天辟地的一个象征
And the Mayflower became a symbol of the American Genesis
被赋予了很多的意义
It has been given a lot of meaning.
五月花号本来是一艘商用货船
The Mayflower was originally a merchant ship.
很老旧
Old.
经常往返于法国的波尔多和伦敦之间
Frequently traveling between Bordeaux and London, France.
主要运送葡萄酒
Mainly for transporting wine.
五月花号的体量并不大
The Mayflower was not a large ship.
三十多米长
13 meters,
长7.5米
2.5 meters long,
宽4个桅杆
4 wide masts,
总排水量236吨
Total discharge volume is 236 tons.
这次航行的乘客总共102人
The total number of passengers on this voyage was 102.
从荷兰出发的天路客占一半
Half of the passengers are from Netherlands.
另一半是从英国上船的殖民者们。
The other half were colonists from Britain.
五月花号原定的目的地是哈德逊湾，在现在的加拿大。
The original destination of the Mayflower was Hudson Bay in present-day Canada.
但因为洋流的关系
，But because of the ocean currents.
最终他们选择了从更靠南边的马萨诸塞海湾登陆。
Ultimately, they chose to land on the more southern side of Massachusetts Bay.
他们把登陆地命名为新普利茅斯。
They named the landing site New Plymouth.
斯是他们从英国出发的港口的名字。
The name of the port from which they departed.
船上的乘客不仅仅只有天路客。
The passengers on the ship were not only those who traveled by sea.
因此，在登陆前
Therefore, before landing,
大家需要签订一个契约
Everyone needs to sign a contract.
相当于一个规章制度
Equivalent to a set of rules and regulations.
约法三章
The three principles of law.
以便统一思想和行动
In order to unify thought and action,
船上所有人都很清楚。
Everyone on board is aware.
未来他们将孤立无援。
In the future, they will be alone and helpless.
只能依靠他们自己。
Rely on themselves.
这一把来。
Come on.
人与天斗，与地斗，与 印第安人斗。
Fighting against nature, fighting against the earth, and fighting against Native Americans.
这份契约就是被后世的人们津津乐道的五月花公约。
Its contract is the Mayflower Compact, which has been celebrated by posterity.
它极具象征意义，和独立宣言。
It is highly symbolic and a declaration of independence.
联邦宪法一样。
Just like the federal constitution.
意义深远。
Profound.
成为美国国家文献。
Become a national document of the United States.
五月花公约内容并不多。
The Mayflower Compact did not contain much content.
全文如下。
Here is the full text.
为了上帝的荣光。
For the glory of God.
为了发扬基督教信仰。
To promote Christian faith.
为了祖国和君主的荣誉。
For the honor of my country and king.
我们远渡重洋，着手。
We are embarking on a long journey.
在弗吉尼亚北部建立第一个殖民地。
The first colony was established in Northern Virginia.
我们在上帝面前庄严立约。
We solemnly pledge to God.
我们将组成政治社会。
We will form a political society.
以使我们更好地生存并创造良好的秩序。
To enable us to live better and create a good order.
为了公众的利益。
For the public interest.
我们将根据这项契约颁布我们公正平等的法律和法令。
We will enact just and equal laws and regulations based on this contract.
并任命我们应当服从的行政官员。
And appoint the administrative officials that we should obey.
1620年11月11日清晨。
November 11, 1620, early morning.
总共41名成年男性在公约上签了自己的名字。
A total of 40 adult men signed the agreement.
不会写字的。
Can't write.
就画一个叉。
Draw a cross.
另有九个人没签字。
And there were 9 people who didn't sign.
有几个是因为病重。
Several are due to being overweight.
有几个是刚刚被雇佣的船工。
There are a few newly hired sailors.
当时在这种事情上。
At this time, in regards to these matters,
妇女是没资格签字的。
Women are not qualified to sign.
签完字后。
After signing,
他们投票选举了总督，一个自治的社区由此诞生。
They voted.And elected a governor for the autonomous community, thus giving birth to it.
实际上
In fact,
五月花的这批人并不是北美大陆的第一批移民。
These people from the Five Flower Clan were not the first group of immigrants to the North American continent.
也不是最大的一批。他们
Not the largest of the three groups.
之所以在美国历史的叙述中
Why is it that in the narrative of American history
如此重要原因
This is a very important reason
可能有几个一
There are several ones
他们这些人是平等的
These people are equal
不是官员和下属
Not officials and subordinates
更不是国王和仆人的关系
It's not a relationship between the king and his servants.
没有人可以凌驾在其他人头上。
No one can stand above others.
二是宗教情怀。
Secondly, religious sentiment.
他们千辛万苦来到北美，不是。
They came to North America after a long and arduous journey.
是为了讨生活，也不是逃荒。
Not for survival, not for escape.
而是要建立一个他们自己的理想社区。
Instead, they should build their own ideal community.
崭新的、神圣的理想国。
A brand new sacred kingdom.
真有千年大计的打算。
He has a grand plan for the millennium.
三是第一个以契约为基础的自治共同体。
Third, it is the first autonomous community based on contracts.